Hey, it's Benji Cole, son of Al Cole from CBS Radio and host of People of Distinction. The talk that gives an in-depth view of some of the most dynamic, intelligent, and successful people on the planet. Run to our website, peopleofdistinction.org, for more info, or you can always email me directly at benji@alcoleenterprises.com. And on the line with us today, we have Sakima N. Coleman. We'll be discussing her wonderful book, Carnegie, available for purchase through Amazon as well as barnesandnoble.com. And guys, listen, Sakima was brought to our network, People of Distinction, today by some of the best publishers in the business, Limelight Press and Media Publishing. So if you have a book that you'd like moved, give yourself the best gift you can possibly give and contact Limelight. You can find out more information on them at limelightpressandmedia.com. So without further ado, let's jump right in. Sakima, first and foremost, welcome to People of Distinction, and thank you so much for being a guest with us today. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm very well, and I'm really looking forward to this. I know my listening audience is as well, Sakima, so it's truly an honor having you as a guest, and I know we have a lot to discuss. We have a lot to go into. But before we go into your book, let's hold off slightly. Start by giving our listening audience a little bit more information about you and your background, please.
Well, again, my name is Sakima N. Coleman. I'm married with two daughters. I was born and raised in Trenton, New Jersey. I'm a middle child out of five siblings. I love trying new things, and I love to write. I've written two books. My first book is titled Step Into My World of Schizophrenia, and it's about my life and struggles with mental illness, paranoid schizophrenia to be exact. My book also helps to educate the public on mental illnesses and how they work. Mm-hmm. My second book, that's titled Carnegie. That's the book we're going to be discussing today. It's about an Italian hitman who suffers from mental illness. As you can see, I'm very passionate about mental illness, and I enjoy helping to educate on it, and I enjoy talking about it because it's a topic that needs to be talked about.
You know, Sakima, I couldn't agree with you more, and thank you very much for that brief description. Listen, without further ado, as you said, the anchor for today's interview is all about Carnegie. So without further ado, tell us a little bit more about your book.
Okay. My book is titled Carnegie, which is the name of the main character of my book. I sort of wanted to dedicate the book to his character, and what better way than to title the book after him? So that's what I decided to do. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to read the back of my book, the book's description, to you guys so you can get an idea of what my book is about. It says, Carnegie Vitale, a self-made billionaire and hitman assassin for an Italian mob family and a private organization who lives a twisted lifestyle, tries to hold his family together by keeping them safe from unforeseen danger. He marries twice and shares children with both of his wives. His first wife never loved him. She only wanted the money. But his second wife, whose faith was strong in God, loved him through it all, hard and unconditionally. Carnegie also suffers on and off, dealing with three mental illnesses, multiple personality disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, and paranoid schizophrenia. The one that affects him most is multiple personality disorder, which causes him to turn into some of his alter egos unknowingly. Even though his wife and mother prayed consistently to God and needed him too, he still didn't believe in a God who would make someone mentally ill. Ordered to do another job, Carnegie kills a young boy's father, not knowing that he would soon grow up to avenge his father's death. The young man vowed that if he ever saw Carnegie again, he would kill him. Years later, tables turn. His past finally catches up with him, and near tragedy strikes hard, leaving his wife in the hospital with a 10% survival rate, with a bullet taken in the chest that was meant for him. Feeling helpless, not knowing if his wife would make it through the night, Carnegie put his differences aside and turns to God for the first time, hoping that his prayers will be answered.
Sakima, let's talk about the book cover. I'm really curious, and I love it because it absolutely grabs your attention. Talk to our listening audience. How did you develop the book cover?
Well, I wanted to make my book cover to depict the different multiple personalities that Carnegie has, and it has certainly done that. He has about 5 different multiple personalities, and each one is portrayed on the cover. And I just like how it turned out. But again, if you buy my book, you will be able to read about those different multiple personalities that Carnegie has.
Mm-hmm. Now, next concept that I want to go into, Sakima, let's talk about inspiration. So what inspired you to put the words to the page and write this book?
There's 2 things that inspired me to put the words to the book on page. And the first person, the first one is actually a person who inspired me, and that would be my husband. I remember years ago when I was struggling with mental illness, I went to my husband and I said, I want to write. And so he went out and bought me some notebooks and pens, and he said, here you are, write. So I started writing, and I said, you know, after that, I said, you know, I'm going to need a laptop to type this book up. So he went out and he bought me a really nice laptop, and he said, now you have everything you need, go ahead and write. And it was just the fact that I had his support 100% of the way helped me to get the project done. When you have the right person standing behind you, the sky is the limit to what you can do.
Absolutely.
And I just want to thank my husband for always supporting me in the things that I want to do in life. That's the first person who inspired me to write the book. Now, the second thing that inspired me to write the book is that I've had the character Carnegie in my mind for many years before I decided to write the book. So we're going to back up here for just a moment so that I can tell you guys how the character came about. When I was a young girl, around 6 or 7 years old, I started daydreaming a lot, and I sort of started living inside of my head. Well, I got older, and the daydreams exacerbated. I was always daydreaming, and I will often wonder if that was normal or if it was just weird. I also wonder if it was happening to other people. So one day I wanted to find out if all the daydreaming meant something. So I started searching on the internet for answers. I started searching up phrases like daydreaming a lot and excessive daydreaming. And I was surprised to find out that excessive daydreaming is a disorder called maladaptive daydreaming. And it happens in people who have vivid, well thought out daydreams that go on for hours. Now, experts believe that maladaptive daydreaming is generally a coping mechanism in response to trauma, abuse, or loneliness that leads to maladaptive daydreamers to conjure a complex imaginary world for themselves to escape into during times of distress or loneliness, or maybe even helplessness in real life. So I also read that daydreaming can be an indication that someone is suffering from concentration difficulty, which is seen in many mental illnesses. So again, remember, I have a mental illness. It's paranoid schizophrenia. So I started reading more, and I started listening to other people's testimonies who were suffering from maladaptive daydreaming, and suddenly I didn't feel so alone anymore. I had answers. There were other people out there who were experiencing the same problem I was. Their stories sounded just like mine. So anyways, I came up with the character Carnegie and the other characters from my book while in the complex imaginary world in my head, also known as maladaptive daydreaming. In the imaginary world, the characters lived everyday lives. They all had names and so on. So one day I sat down and I thought to myself, if I sit down and write about these characters in their lives, it will be one heck of a book. And that's exactly what I did. And there's the outcome right there, my book, Carnegie.
Listen, Sakima, as if we needed any more of a teaser with regards to picking up your book, because everything that you've said so far is so engaging, right? And we know exactly what to expect, but I'm going to put it out there, right? I'm going to take that leap. Please, if you can, give our listening audience today here at People of Distinction a little teaser of what to expect when they pick up your book.
Although Carnegie is a hitman, he's also, he lets the reader see that he's human. I mean, he has a family, he has friends, he has a wife, and it's a little bit of a love story. And who doesn't love a good love story? Mm-hmm. I know I do. So if you want to, you know, to know more about this love story, go ahead and pick up a copy of my book and you will find out all about it. And I do think you will enjoy it.
And you know where you have to go. Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com. Carnegie is the title you have to pick up. And Sakima N. Coleman is the author you have to thank for bringing this wonderful book to your table. You know, as we continue moving on here, Sakima, what would you say was a highlight for you in writing this book? Or if not a highlight, maybe something that surprised you that you weren't expecting before you embarked upon this journey?
The highlight of writing this book was getting it out of my head and into actual words on paper. Just watching the book come to fruition in general was a highlight for me. Mm-hmm. Carnegie is a dream come true, literally, for me. I dreamt about him daily for years, and now he's here on paper for everyone to read about.
There you have it. And what are you hoping to see people do with this book?
I'm hoping that once people go out and buy my book, that they actually read the book. And then once they read it, I'm hoping that they will have learned something about mental illness and how it can affect a person's life. Then I'm hoping that after they learn about mental illness, that they go out and teach others about what they learned about mental illness, because too many of us know nothing about mental illness. I mean, before I became mentally ill, I didn't know anything about mental illness. I had to read up on mental illnesses and how they function, how they work, and how they affect the person's daily living. So, I mean, if you learn about mental illness, it would be great for a lot of people, because people sometimes get judged for having a mental illness, and it's not fair because they have these illnesses due to no fault of their own.
Of course.
And anybody can get a mental illness. So that's why we need to be educated on mental illness, so the stigmas that come along with them can be diminished.
Sakima, I love everything that you're saying. There is so much value in your book, and really that underlying message of mental health and mental health awareness, I think, is so profound. And I love what you're doing here. Listen, we know about this book. As you stated when we first started the interview, this is not the only book you've written, right? Your first book was called Step Into My World of Schizophrenia. Guys, also available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Go and check out your copies. But I'm really curious, Sakima, what's next for you? I mean, what's on the horizon? Do you have another book in the work? I mean, what can we expect?
You know, a Carnegie 2 may be in the works. I've been contemplating about it a lot. I believe I'm going to do it. Also, there's another book idea that I have in mind, and that has to do with the time I spent as a nurse aide. Sometimes you're the one person helping to keep a person alive. A lot of people don't know what it takes sometimes. So I wanted to write a book about that. And lastly, I'm going to be starting a YouTube channel called All Things Mental Health with Sakima N. Coleman.
Wow.
And on that channel, I'll talk about the different mental illnesses, and other mental health issues.
That is beautiful. And what a great segue you've established, because, you know, you just plugged your YouTube page that you're going to be creating in the future. Well, the next question that I wanted to go into, Sakima, was social media. First and foremost, are you on social media, and how can your readers interact with you?
You know, I'm currently not on social media. Like I said, I was starting a YouTube page soon. Also, I can be emailed at s.coleman01@yahoo.com.
There you have it. Last question here, Sakima, as we close out of this wonderful interview. Listen, being an artist myself, I love having this platform to be able to pay it forward, in a sense, to other artists out there listening in. Now, in this instance, of course, other writers out there. Now, Sakima, as you said, you have two books that you've written, you've published. Another one, hopefully, on the horizon. Now, we know, or really anybody that has been through the process understands that writing the book is only half the battle, because getting it published is a completely different journey in and of itself. Well, I'd love to take this opportunity, Sakima, for any new writers out there listening in, what are some words of wisdom that you could relate to them?
I would like to say to them that I know this journey that they have embarked upon may seem scary, but for them to go ahead and do it anyways, they'll be glad that they did. I was terrified to put my first book out there out of fear of what people might think about me, but my love for wanting to help educate on mental illness outweighed any fears that I may have had back then. I just thought about all the people out there that I may be helping. So go ahead, write your book, publish it, and have courage.
I love that. I absolutely love that. And guys, you know what I love even more? Is we're at the end of the interview now. We've discussed so much information, and yet we've barely scratched the surface. I mean, there's still so much left to be discovered. You know what you have to do. Listen, you guys know I often like to end these shows on a reflection, on a small spiel. It doesn't even feel right to do that in this instance. I mean, everything that Sakima has stated is so profound and so wonderfully put. You guys know what you have to do. Amazon, Barnes & Noble are the places you have to go. Carnegie is the title you have to pick up. Sakima N. Coleman is the author you have to thank for bringing this wonderful narrative to your table. Be on the lookout also for a potential Carnegie 2 on the horizon. But also check into her first book, Step Into My World of Schizophrenia. Let's grow, let's develop, let's educate ourselves, because it starts with awareness. Once we're aware of things, once we can recognize things, then we can truly have educated conversations. And through those conversations, we will come to a better understanding. I absolutely love it. I know you do as well. Head on over, pick up your copies today. You surely will not be disappointed. Sakima, this has been an absolute pleasure. Thank you once again for being a guest with us today on People of Distinction.
Benji, thank you for having me. I really enjoyed my time with you, and I really enjoyed informing the listeners.